Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you think anybody saw us?
I hope so.
Do you?
I mean, we weren't dancing well, but I do hope that they saw us jiving away.
Buzz family, we just had a little dance party in the studio because, you know, sometimes you got to wake up and that's how you do it. And Chris started opening the shades and started dancing basically to Shawnee Mission Parkway.
I figured if people are going to be driving by the studio, they might as well get something fun to look at, right?
Buzz fam, Chris doesn't, you don't dance a lot, do you?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's because we were kind of dancing on each other, and then I wanted to grind because, I'm sorry, it's 6:03 and I want to grind. And so I kind of was like turning you around for you to be stereotypically, quote, the girl. He could not do it.
I wasn't sure quite what you were expecting of me, but then you just shoved me over and just said start twerking. So I was like, I don't know what to do.
Good morning, Chris.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I had to play one of my least favorite games this morning.
What's that?
And I'd prefer for you to take care of it.
What do you need me to take care of?
Will you come over for a second?
Why?
Okay, this has nothing to do with the fact that we just twerked on each other, but first off, I have a list of least favorite games that I play.
Like board games?
No. Like, remember when we went to Harris Casino and went to the steakhouse and there was that, like, green whatever on our plate next to our wonderful meat? I can't remember the name of it because it was so fancy. And I was like, this is one of my favorite games. It's called Is This Garnish or Am I Supposed to Eat It?
Okay.
Well, I have other favorite games like that, like How Far Can I Get in My Car on Empty?
Oh.
In Seattle, I played a game called Eating All Week on $15. That was a hard game.
That can't be fun.
Sometimes I just went to bed instead of eating. That's how you can make your way all week on $15. My uncle used to play the game Pull My Finger.
And then did he flatulate?
Yes. But I like that game so much better than...
What's your least favorite? What do you need me to do over there?
Something stinks in my fridge. Will you come find out what it is? I don't know what it is. I can't find it. I'm a super smeller. My brother's a super taster.
Gross?
Well, it's just these heightened senses, right? Okay. My brother's a super, super taster. Apparently he can taste like all the things when he puts something in his mouth as opposed to one taste. And then I'm kind of like that with smelling. And I opened my fridge today and I was like, oh, God, what is that? I don't even keep a lot of food in there, and especially not old food. So I don't know what the hell it could be.
Do you have any fruits or vegetables in a bottom drawer?
Yeah, but I just bought those yesterday. I don't know what would be. Nothing in there besides, I don't know, some steak sauce is older than a month.
And you don't even ever cook.
I know. That's why I keep little food in there, like stuff to kind of graze on. But man, I opened my fridge this morning and I was like, ooh, is that me or is that this fridge? Oh, I think it's this fridge. And then you know what you have to do next.
What do I have to do?
Well, not you. I mean, in general.
Oh, well, clean your fridge for one.
Well, yeah, but you got to figure out what makes that smell. And you have to do that by sniffing every damn item. And it's like Russian roulette. You're like, is it this turkey? No, okay. All right, is it this bread? Why would it be this bread? No, it's not this bread. Oh, is it this rotting avocado in the corner?
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Oh, yeah, Chris, this is the board game that you pull out to get lucky on a date, for sure.
Really?
This is the one.
There's not any other better games than that?
What game's better than this one?
Mousetrap.
Mousetrap? How would you play Mousetrap on a first date? That game takes forever, and then at the end, only one person, after 6 hours, gets to do the thing. How unfair.
And the whole game, patience, like... Monopoly?
That game takes forever. How are you supposed to get lucky if you're buying and selling? And plus, that's a really competitive game. Mm. This one's fun. This one's really fun and good for a first date. Or a second date.
A first date?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think outside the box here, Chris.
It's not better than Risk.
Oh, jeez.
World
you would
domination.
Play Risk on a first date?
Hell yeah, and you know their strategies.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, this game... Hey, you know what, though? This game may also have a strategy if you're trying to get lucky. It was invented on this day in 1969, and we'll talk about it coming up.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
Man, July is just flying by. Just one day since I said that. July 8th, Wednesday, July 8th.
The second week.
It's flying by, though. It seems faster.
Oh, for sure.
I also said that on the second day of July. I think I'm making that my July thing. July, flying by. Want to know why? Oh, my God. Chris, tell us what happened on this day in 2019.
Jeffrey Epstein was indicted on charges of sex trafficking minors. Here's a Southern District prosecutor from New York.
Today, we announce the unsealing of sex trafficking charges against Jeffrey Epstein. The charges allege that Epstein sexually abused young girls by enticing them to engage in sex acts for money.
Wow, that was a year ago.
Yeah.
Feels like so much longer. And the woman that's involved in that case is in the news now, too.
Yeah. Miss Maxwell has been arrested on charges as well.
Thanks, Chris.
Mm-hmm. 2015, on this day, the Great Glitch.
No way. Shut up.
I think there's a mistake there.
I'm going to go with 2005.
Yeah.
It says
2015, but the Great Glitch of 2005, I can't imagine happened in 2015. But should we go about that now or wait till 2005?
Let's move it to 2005 because I feel stupid now.
On this day in 2010, Inception premieres. Here's the trailer.
There's one thing you should know.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Not me. I specialize in a very specific type of security. Subconscious security.
You're talking about dreams.
That's exactly how I remember the movie.
Yeah.
I remember all of that. Every word.
I got the trailer directly from the YouTube.
Yeah, every single word. Mm-hmm. Inception. All right, you want to do this for real now?
Yeah, on this day in 2005, the Great Glitch of 2005. I don't know how we didn't catch that before.
Both of us. You know how many times we work on this spreadsheet?
The Great Glitch of 2005 occurred, grounding flights and messing with the stock market.
Wall Street Journal's website had a glitch. The stock exchange had a glitch. That sucks, but whatever. United Airlines had a glitch. That's the worst one.
That's a major.
Yeah, you're on a flight and all of a sudden they're like, oh, damn it. We're having a glitch on a flight.
That's not funny. On this day in 2000, Eminem explodes onto the scene with this.
Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up?
You're going to call me so old, but I can remember exactly where I was the first time I heard that song.
Where were you?
We were in Old Orchard Beach, and my mom and I were driving to the bank, and it was on the radio.
What were your first thoughts of that song?
This sucks. I hope I never hear it again.
I won't last. On this day in 1985, Marge Schott becomes the CEO of the Cincinnati Reds. Here's a little bit of Marge.
We just got a lot of stuff straightened out. We're getting back to baseball.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
And that's the name of the game.
I don't know where that keeps coming from, but
I got really, really, really worried that you were playing something from Marge Schott because she is known as a really, 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 really racist human being. And she used to call her outfielders $1 million, and then that word. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because you're rich does not mean that you can be an a-hole. The worst part is, if you Google a picture of her, she looks just like my grandmother, my very sweet, nice grandmother, but did not have the same attitude as my grandmother. The good thing is, though, that thanks to the Black Lives Matter movement, her name has officially been taken off the stadium for the Cincinnati Reds. She's gone.
Good. On this day in 1981, the Go-Go's become the first all-girl band to have their debut album hit number one.
Two things. Belinda Carlisle was a drummer in a punk band, like a real punk band. Mm-hmm. Like, we're friends with the Ramones before she started that band, the Go-Go's. And one of my second, third, fourth favorite music stories is that the album cover for the Go-Go's Beauty and the Beat, they're wearing towels.
Yeah.
They've got them on and then they've got them wrapped in their hair. Well, when I was watching Behind the Music a long time ago when that show was on, somebody said that the assistant, after that photo shoot, had to return the towels to Sears.
What?
Because the band could not afford them. 10 towels from Sears.
10 towels?
In 1981.
Ooh.
But that's, you know, it's your debut album. You put everything that you have into it. Couldn't afford towels.
Oh, yikes.
I bet they got some, like, Egyptian cotton towels now, let me tell you.
They got them, the good ones. On this day in 1970... Richard Nixon delivers a speech on Native American self-determination.
Yes, self-determination is basically that the tribe can make their own rules, self-govern on, quote, their own land.
Yeah, about 30, 40 years prior, the government was like, yeah, we're going to make the Native Americans our citizens and follow our rules. And then there was some pushback like, no, they need to govern themselves.
Also, the key word is on their land. We are guests.
Yes, yes.
In this country.
Ugh. On this day in 1969, the game Twister.
Telling you, good date game.
Is first patented. Here's an early commercial.
Tonight's the best games in the world.
Twister. I'm Twister Bride.
You gotta get it. Get Twister. From MB.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
I was waiting for that at this point now.
Yep. It's an important message. And since this is the day that he was charged.
Twister, not a fun game to bring on a date if you've had Italian before you play Twister.
Pasta isn't good for that.
Think on that for a minute and let's move on to what happened on this day in 1881.
Edward Berner poured some chocolate syrup onto an ice cream in a dish. Created the very first hot fudge sundae. Mm.
See, history websites, because I gave this job to you at this point, they're very big on war stuff and disasters and attacks on people. You go through these websites on this day in history, it's like all that. And you have to really look and dig to find the good stuff. This is the kind of stuff that we need to know. Today, the hot fudge sundae was invented. In 1881, and everyone deserves one. Oh my God, I want one so bad right now.
Mr. Edward Berner.
Thank you, Edward Berner. Still not as good as the guy that invented air conditioning.
Willis.
Keh.
You have to know his name if you're going to be so adamant on having him created the most important invention ever.
I know. All right, let's move on again. Let's move on more.
All right. On this day in 1816, in local history, Missouri's first circuit court opened at Cole's Fort.
This was one of the many steps that it took to make Missouri an official state. A couple years later. How do you feel about unofficial holidays today? Do we have some good ones?
Yeah.
Okay. We shouldn't do them?
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Got a text into our new text line number, 913-576-7965. Got a message from Melissa in St. Joe. It's her 39th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to you, Melissa in St. Joe. And, you know, she's 39, I'm 38. I was like, how does it feel that you're in the last year of your 30s? And her response was, I believe this is what it feels like when time starts going backwards.
Oh.
Oh, man, because you're late 30s. Woo, woo, you do not feel relevant. But you do, but you want to stay relevant, and you don't know what to do. I get the, like, awkward parent thing when we were kids. You know, parents wanted to fit in.
Yeah.
They come hang out with the kids. I get that now. But I don't have kids, so I don't have to worry about that. This, though, our conversation with Melissa and St. Joe, reminded me of a TikTok challenge that will prove in 1 second if you're old or not.
How?
Take a listen to the beginning of the video.
This is how you know you're getting old, and this is for my 70s, 80s, and 90s babies. Watch. All right, babe, pretend you're talking on the phone. What would be your hand gesture?
Pretend you're talking on the phone. What would be your hand gesture? And most people, if you're older, do like the hang loose thumb pinky thing.
Like you're holding the phone, you got the pinky and thumb as your speaker and receiver?
Yeah, like an old handset receiver. But if you ask the new generation, they hold up a smartphone to their ear. Just automatically. The gut reaction. It's crazy.
That's the only thing they have gotten used to.
Yeah. So, all right, I want to see you do it. I want to see you pretend that you're talking on the phone. Go! All right, so you do the old school way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
How do you do it? You're using an old candlestick phone?
I'm using a candlestick phone, yeah.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
No, I will not look dumb on this radio station right now. I swear to you. Mary Kay Letourneau and Fulaau. Hold on. I found a YouTube video. I want to pronounce his name.
Joyce Mary Kay Letourneau, of course known by many in this area, making headlines in the 1990s for having a sexual relationship with an underage student with whom she later
Say his
married.
Name.
She was a sixth grade teacher.
Say his name.
12-year-old Vili Fulaau was her student.
Vili Fulaau. Well, but where's Fun Phila? Where did that come from? There's somebody famous, I swear to you. Hold on.
I've never heard of I'm Fun Googling. Fun Phila.
I'm a fun, I swear to you. All right, Fun Phila, name, Google. Are you?
What? What'd you get? What?
I Googled Fun Phila name.
Okay.
It is the black page that says, literally nothing on earth is Fun Phila. Oh, God. Can we cut this break from the podcast, please?
Jordan Silver on the bus.
You okay now? You gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Your stomach hurt?
I'll be okay. I had to stitch up my side a little bit, but we're good.
You sounded like you ruptured something. You couldn't stop laughing.
I did. Called my spleen.
All right, there you go. That's what you get for laughing at me. Rip your spleen.
No.
I swear to you, Fun Phila is a thing. I don't know what it is.
Nobody's heard of Fun Phila.
No. Well, I mean, I guess you're
Clearly.
Right because I Googled it, Fun Phila, and nothing came up. That never happens.
Not even a suggested.
No. It just said no
results containing all your search terms were found. That doesn't happen.
I didn't dream this up. Something is Fun Phila. But if you're such a genius, you're so superior, Chris, right now with your brains, spell Letourneau.
Letourneau.
Spell Fun Phila.
It doesn't matter how I spell it because it's not a thing.
You want me to use it in a sentence?
Please.
Okay, what the hell is fun fun filla? Spell fun fun filla.
It's not a thing. I can't spell something that you just made up.
Buzz family, help me out here, please. What the hell am I talking about? I feel passionately about this. So I have, in the 38 years that I've been roaming this earth, I have encountered something by the name of Fun Fun Filla, or someone by the name of Fun Fun Filla. F's, but not V's, if you're missing that in the radio.
So are you saying sometime in the past 30 years or so, there's a saying that you know, but you have no idea where it's from, and you want the Buzz family to help you out?
Yes, because you did that same thing a couple weeks ago, and the Buzz family figured out a movie with you just saying one word.
But mine was an actual thing.
I'm telling you this is an actual thing.
According to Google, it's not.
Fun Fun Filla. What is it? What is it? Oh, God. This is going to bother me.
Is there a way you remember hearing it?
I think I might need to be put under by a therapist to get to wherever the hell the real answer of where Fun Fun Filla came from. Spell Eterno backwards, then.
U-A...
Oh, stop showing up, Chris.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
Well, we were supposed to call the girl that I catfished today, but now I'm scared to death.
Because of this cryptic email?
Well, because of this cryptic email. Also, it's a very scary thing to face something and apologize to someone that you did something really messed up to a long time ago.
I mean, yeah, there's that aspect of it.
And I've been nervous about talking to her. We went over, you know, if you want to listen to the podcast, the past couple weeks for Mortified in this exact spot, you can hear the whole story. But basically, I didn't know what was going on with me and who I was, so I pretended I took this identity of someone named Gavin, and I went on this chat, met a girl there, we had a internet relationship. I was merely trying to test out if I could have feelings for a female, mm-hmm, in a really weird way, but the kind of way that you figure out things when you're young and you don't really know how stuff works yet. So anyway, 20 years ago, this all happened, and I just remembered that she lived here in Kansas City. So we've been doing kind of a campaign to try to find her, but I am aware that there could be some psychological issues with this.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring up some old bad stuff, bad memories, because, you know, we've gone over emails and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She felt very passionately about this. So I was going to do it because I was searching through some old discs and I found an old notes file that I had to translate, .txt for the nerds out there. And I found her phone number. It was an 816 phone number. We're going to call it today, but Monday, I got this cryptic email in my actual email, my personal email. And this person uses her real name. We've only been calling her JL for anonymity. Mm-hmm. They use her real name. So I feel like this is a thing, but the email is just weird.
What does it say?
Okay. It says, "Dear Jordan Silver."
Okay.
"I know this message will come as surprise, but permit me of my desire to help you find JL.
What? Permit me of my desire? What does that mean?
They're very passionate about this. "I am Oliver Klausoff, and I knew I was a good friend of JL." And every time he says JL in this email, he's using her real name.
Okay.
"I use your information, you say, on the radio transmission at KRBZ to find JL you are probing to find for."
He uses our radio transmission?
I guess.
Who uses that terminology? We don't even use that terminology.
Mm-mm.
That seems...
But he's using her real name in this email. This is ridiculous. "As friend of JL, I can affix Jordan Silver and JL. She still lives in Kansas City."
There's some positive information to go off of.
Yes, but this is where the email takes a weird turn. It says, "The disease -19.
What?
"Has struck my family hard, and we need immediate solution. My apologies. To connect Jordan Silver and JL, I need $250 transferred to my bank account. Direct deposit info, below to affix you, Jordan Silver, and JL. Your immediate response would be gladly appreciated. Remain blessed, Oliver Clawsoff.
You can't send them money.
But they know her real name. That's her real name. And it's kind of common, but it's also not common enough. It's not like Smith.
You're not seeing any other red flags?
I mean, the email is worded really weird, but maybe they are poetic or drunk when they're emailing.
And they need money to provide you with information?
Yeah, well, that's because the disease 19, which I'm imagining is probably COVID, has struck their family.
The disease 19.
The disease 19.
That's not throwing any red flags. Have you ever heard the term disease 19?
You talk weird. I talk weird. We all have our own ways of speaking. Maybe this person is just very analytical about what they're talking about. But, dude, $250 and I can get connected with this girl. I am, because I'm afraid to call. I don't want to call. You know I hate calling. I hate phones so much. Everybody on earth knows this feeling that I'm having right now. I hate making phone calls. I hate making orders.
Mm-hmm.
I hate picking up the phone when Postmates has a problem. I hate all that. So calling a girl I catfished 20 years ago to say I'm sorry, I really hate that idea of doing that on the phone.
Can I see this email?
Yeah, I'll airdrop it to you right now. But $250, I mean, oh, that sucks.
The name Oliver Jordan.
Clawsoff.
Jordan.
Oliver Clawsoff.
Jordan!
$250. What?
Oliver Clawsoff?
No, K-L-O-Z.
Do not send this person money.
I got this email on Monday, dude.
Jordan, don't tell me you already sent it.
I've been emailing him all the time to get more information on JL.
How many emails have you gone through?
One per day since Monday when I sent this guy $250. I want to find this girl. I want to apologize. If Dependence is paying $250, I guess it is, but he's...
Please tell me you only sent him $250
once. Yeah, that's
once.
It. Yeah, just once. Just once.
And he provided any information afterwards?
No, he returned the $250.
What?
It just like bounced back to me. It's weird. I just gotta call her, don't I? Damn it. I gotta call her.
You say yourself, if something scares you, you have to do it.
Oh, come on. Don't turn that on me right now. That doesn't...
Exactly.
That doesn't work in this situation.
How does it not?
Damn it. Too logical.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
The problem when you are very emotional is that sometimes you don't think as logically as you would if there wasn't blood rushing all over your brain or whatever. You know, when you get nervous and flustered and stuff. I'm not...
The text line is overwhelmingly suggesting that this may be a Nigerian scam.
Oliver... How did I not? All day I've been saying people's names wrong.
Your blood has been leaving your brain.
How did I fall for that? I look so stupid. Oliver Clawsoff. Oliver Clawsoff is a pun for clothes off, says the text line.
People do crazy things when they're in love and looking for love, hoping for love.
Or trying to fix a wrong, which is basically what I'm doing. I don't think that our love story is going to start again from here. I'm just going to meet this girl. It's been 20 years. It's been 20 years.
You don't think it might?
She's probably, hopefully, moved on and has a happy life. And I'm not here to ruin all that. I just want to say I'm sorry.
But if not?
I don't know. It depends if she's still good looking. What?
You're going to judge her, your history on her based on her looks?
You got to be attracted to someone, right? Am I not? Oh, come on. Oh, jeez. Ooh, I am digging.
You're digging a deep hole?
I have dug it 6 feet. I might as well just die. Jordan, use truepeoplesearch.com. You'll be able to find JL since you know her name and roughly her age. Pay the man. This one's kind of confusing. I'm listening to The Silver Show right now, but what if the person that sent her the email... is the girl that she catfished, and she knows that she's on the radio, and she just wanted to see how badly she wanted to find her. Oh, my God. The JL sent that email? Because she, the email does have her real name. And, again, it's not like Jenny Smith. It's not like that, but it's close.
Specific enough where they know they know.
Yeah, it isn't just like the easiest to... first and last name that would go for JL.
I mean, that's a possibility. It may be a bit of a stretch, but it is 2020.
Phone numbers aren't necessarily true to their word, but it'll show the address and addresses. I do know where that she lived. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it sounds like you've been scammed. Mm. Have a wonderful day, sweetie. Oh, that's actually a nice way to end telling me that I'm scammed. Somebody did make a good point, and this is kind of where I was getting at when we started this. This is a great story, but are you going to call her on the radio for the first time on air?
That's a big decision.
Well, no, it's not a big decision. It's a legal thing.
Oh.
Like,
that too.
When we do that, you're going to have to start out the phone call with, "Hi, this is being broadcast live on 96.5 The Buzz." That's not like a night. Oh, God, why haven't I thought this thing through? Oh, God. Buzz family, what do I do? What do I do? I don't want to call. I don't want to call. I don't want to make a phone call. I don't want to make a phone call. I'll do anything else. What do you want me to do? I'll do anything else. Can you call? Can you call? Come on, man. Come on. I'm your friend. You remember I wore that dress. You got me in all that trouble by making me wear a dress.
I will absolutely press the dials on the phone for you.
Why won't you just call for me? Call for me. Hey, this is...
Some random 30-year-old guy is calling her.
Asking about her love life when she was...
You want to put me in that position?
Kind of. Come on, buddy. Call for me. You make the phone call. You get all the information. I'm just phone afraid.
Jordan Silver in France on The Buzz.
I'm kind of bummed, but I get it. We got a text into the text line. Tons and tons and tons and tons of texts of people that are giving me advice about the catfish thing, the girl that I catfished. But there was one that came in, and it said, excuse me, quote, "Maybe if you have time to make up emails, then it's time to put mortified," which is the what we call that thing, "to bed." And I was like, ugh. I know. I've said this since the beginning. This is so perfect, it seems fake, but it's not. I swear on my cat's life. I don't do that.
No, you don't.
I don't swear on my cat's life. I swear on Taylor Swift's life. That everything that has happened, I hate it. Because it sounds like it's written. Because it fits way too well. But, Buzz family, I don't know why. This is just the stuff that happens to me all the time. I'm telling you, we talked about Jordanisms on Monday. The weirdest situations humanly possible always happen to me. The worst, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen in this situation? And then cross that and pick the most random thing that no one is expecting. Mm. I probably wouldn't have thought about this if my friend had not brought up the fact that she, back in the day, catfished someone as a guy. And I was like, oh, I did that too. And then all of a sudden, shpoom, I was at the High Dive Lounge on 39th Street. All of a sudden, all the blood rushed down to my toes. And I was like, I catfished a girl too as a guy. Oh my God, she lived in Kansas City.
You've showed me the files and the data and the email. That couldn't have been made up.
I even showed you the picture.
Yeah.
I know we're still kind of new at this. You and I have been doing this for a while. And I know that radio traditionally is meant to entertain more than tell the truth, but I really like to keep this show based in truth. One time, Buzz family, one time we did do one thing that was made up, and that was the cat translator. No such thing. No such thing as a cat translator. And I thought that it was so obvious that there was no such thing that everyone would just think that it was a thing or think that it was a joke, right? But people were like, where is this cat translator, blah, blah, blah. And so I went to our big boss's office, and I was like, oh, I got a moral dilemma for you. And I explained that we made that up, but we also have the Buzz family's trust with the show, and that is the most important thing on earth. What do we do in this situation? And he was like, radio's radio. Just do whatever you want to do and, you know, just make it more entertaining. But then that's when I retired the cat translator because I don't want to do things on this show that aren't real. So everything's based in truth. And ugh. And then the buzz, the text line is just like, oh, you should call her, not Chris. Make
gonna call her?
Not right now. I need a whole week to think about this. What am I gonna say?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. The Karen Act, which is a caution against racially exploitative non-emergencies act, has been presented in San Francisco to stop people from calling 911 for exaggerated non-emergency calls.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Kay Letourneau died from cancer.
Oh, damn, that sounded just clean and, yep, that's what happened.
The WHO confirmed corona might be airborne. And the EA approves two Lysol products that kill corona. And another Overland Park man found a snake in his doorbell.
Could have done without that one, Chris. Thank you very much. What about the 8 o'clock news? What's happened since then?
This roils my blood a little bit, and I try to like to give news unbiased.
Is this the Green Day thing?
This is Green Day.
Why were you
and
saying
Weezer.
Awful words? Please don't say awful words on the radio.
They are on the list of bands to receive at least $150,000 to pay their employees from the PPP loan from the government, which is good that they're paying their employees, but these millionaires had to receive taxpayer dollars to pay their employees. They could go into their bank account. Isn't this the reason why they rake in the millions of dollars to cover instances like this?
Yeah, don't you get insurance? Isn't that what that's for? Check into that story a little bit more, or let's follow it as it keeps going. Because Green Day and Weezer are the bands.
Mm.
Weezer. Mm. Okay, keep going with the news.
Hopcat and Tiki Cat are closing in Westport. They failed to meet negotiations with their landlord, but they do hope to open somewhere else sometime in the future.
Okay, good, because there is nothing like Hopcat. I never even got to go to Tiki Cat, which is in the basement, just like this very small private bar that is kind of exclusive. Mm-hmm. I never got to go there. I got to walk by there to go to the bathroom, but I never got to go in and be one of the people. Okay, that's good news because Hopcat is awesome. We would always go there before emo night.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they will return.
Okay.
And Hershey's is releasing some new vampire-themed candy for Halloween. They've got vampire Kit Kats, which are a cream green, red strawberry cream-filled kisses to look like blood, Fang cookies and cream, and a Reese's Franken cup that'll be green. They'll be available in the next week or so.
Wow. They don't need to be doing any of that stuff. That's like when ketchup was green. It still freaked me out. Did it freak you out? Like it was going to taste different?
It's all moldy.
All right, what else?
Jogger in St. Petersburg, Florida, was just running along, stumbled upon a head. No body. Just a human.
A human head.
Head just casually laying on the side of the road there. They're investigating what happened, but they currently have no information, and the head is unidentified.
That's like the most identifiable part of a body, isn't it? As a former funeral director.
Yes, it is.
Oh, can you see the news? They're like, all right, cool. And for your final news story here today in St. Petersburg, Florida, do you see this head? And the newscaster holds up the head. Who is this?
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
You know what I love is that there are a lot of tattooed people in Kansas City. I love it.
Yeah,
I love going to like a grocery store and seeing somebody with a full sleeve, or going to like a doctor's office and seeing somebody that had like a neck piece.
A nice good tattoo.
Yes. I love how we live in the time now, thank God. And I know it isn't everywhere, but that you can have tattoos and you don't have to hide them.
It's not even a shame, or there's no looking down upon or less of that going on, would you say?
I guess. I don't know. I don't have any tattoos. Oh, do you?
I don't have any tattoos either. Do you want to get a tattoo?
It always surprises people when I tell them that I don't have any tattoos, because I guess I look like someone that would. But I was the pierced kid. That was me. I had so many piercings in my face. I had, at the same time, both of my eyebrows, shut up, my bridge, which is the top part of your nose, my septum, my lip, my tongue twice, okay? The back of my neck was just like a floating bar.
That's weird.
My hands right here, the webs of my
on
fingers.
On both of them?
Yep. I had I had piercings in there because I was rebelling.
So you had literally a dozen piercings, holes in your skin?
There were not...
What?
There were more, but they weren't that one. So there you go. But I'm glad that I never did do the tattoo thing. Because back... Oh, my God. I would have the stupidest stuff tattooed on me now. We change.
Yeah, there's... You can definitely tell the people who get the tattoos right as soon as they can. And then they maybe grow up and realize that's not what...
Oh, I love when someone's just super real and they're ashamed of their tattoo. You know, they're like, oh, damn it. I really didn't want to get this Tweety Bird here on my ankle, but I was drunk and now I'm owning it.
So what would 17-year-old Jordan tattoo on her body?
Actually, again, this fits really well. The Lumineers tweeted something out yesterday that kind of reminds me of what you're asking.
Okay.
I felt so many things, like things that hurt, things that, you know, everything was just more, you know? And I always identified with the bands that were emo because it felt like they got me, you know? Newfound Glory, Dashboard Confessional, Simple Plan for crying out loud, all of those bands, Saves the Day, they just got me. And when we look back on the bands like that, when I listen back to them, or we go to emo night, you know, you see people that have always had that same connection with these bands and with their music. And I'm just dancing around the fact that if I were to... The Lumineers tweeted out yesterday, if you could get a tattoo of any lyric, what would it be? You have to pick one, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, it would be this Dashboard Confessional song.
That's what you'd choose now, or that's what 17-year-old Jordan would...
17-year-old Jordan would have got this. 17-year-old Jordan had this drawn out. And I wanted to have it on my arm. I'm so stupid. Ooh. Like, really small from my elbow to my wrist, which now I have arthritis and carpal tunnel, so yeah. Awesome.
So what's the lyric?
Oh, don't make me do this. Don't make me... It's Dashboard Confessional. You know what this is going to be like.
You can't bring it up, though, and not say what it is.
It was from... It wasn't even like an A-side song. It was one of those random ones that I just connected with. God! Okay.
It is? The tattoo?
That I wanted to get on my arm.
That you wanted to get at 17.
Yes.
Would have gotten.
It's Dashboard Confessional song, Am I Missing? And the lyric goes... God
damn it.
Why can't I just work anywhere else where you don't have to just sit here and say the most embarrassing things?
Because then you wouldn't be Jordan Silver.
I could still be Jordan Silver and, like, checking you out at PetSmart.
Okay, so what's the lyric that you would have tattooed on yourself?
Quote. Is there anything worth looking for, worth loving for, worth lying for? Is there anything worth living for, worth waiting for, worth dying for? From Dashboard Confessionals, Am I Missing?
And you thought that would have fit on your arm? I mean, just from...
That's the great thing about tattoo artists. They can make it always fit.
It's probably a good thing you didn't.
Right. See? That's why I'm glad that back in the day I was like, is this as great of an idea? I don't know. I also wanted a tramp stamp of my band's logo.
Nope.
So really glad I didn't get that.
So what would 38-year-old Jordan...
38-year-old Jordan is mad that you just said her age on the radio. Don't you know you're not supposed to do that to a lady? I'm at the point I don't want any. And I appreciate them on people. I think it looks very nice on people, but nah, not for me. Because I'm getting old now. My skin's going to sag. Is there anything worth looking for, worth loving for, worth lying for, going to look like when my skin starts to sag?
It's going to be cursive and it'll be unreadable.
What are some lyrics that if you had to, you would get tattooed?
I always like to go positive, so I would choose It's a Good Day by Perry Como. That's the song title and the lyric.
Where would you get that tattooed?
I would get it right on my wrist. So every time I look at it, I know it's going to be a good day.
Oh my God, I just remembered that my brother has a tattoo.
Where and what of?
My brother has a playing card tattooed on the inside of his forearm.
What card?
It is the ace. My brother likes to gamble, and this is so he can say he always has an ace up his sleeve. See? Why do my parents love him so much more than me? God! Text line, yep, you dodged an emo bullet there.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
I mean, maybe back in the day I would have got that tattooed on me. God. Thank you, self, in the past for wanting to wait to get tattoos. Because, wow, I'd be a walking emo knight.
You would be. But
it's been a weird show, dude. And, I mean, it started out with us doing a dance party and grinding on each other at 6:03, so...
You made me twerk.
Yeah, you did an okay job. You did an okay... Practice at home.
Okay.
Please.
What should I tell Alex?
Your wife?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's funny because I texted her. And,
what?
Yeah, I texted her and asked if you could, quote, okay, come smell my fridge. And she said, yeah, you totally take them.
No, don't be texting.
Come on, man. Something stinks in my fridge. I don't know what it is and I don't want to find out.
That's part of being an adult, Jordan.
But I don't want to. I don't. You got to make your own phone calls.
Face, you say all the time, if something scares you, you need to do it. And right now, you need to figure out what that smell is and get prepared to call that lady on Wednesday.
The girl that I catfished 20 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah, there was an expensive hole in that plan.
You maybe should have thought that through before sending money to a stranger.
When you're excited, things happen. It looked right. They were using the right name. Anyway, podcast. I'm going to lick my wounds.
Just using the right name is all they need.
Yeah, because we've been calling her JL. Anyway, podcast is going to be interesting today, Buzz Family. It goes all over the place. You owe me. Come smell my fridge. Come over and smell my fridge. Please, what?
You want to use the favor that I owe you to smell your fridge. And then we're even?
Yeah, that smell in my fridge, whatever the hell it is going to be so... It's so bad. I would like to use that one favor.
No.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.